She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
What does it mean to manifest something when you really want something to happen? And today we're going to talk about using clear intentions to manifest. And our wonderful guest, Shaman Isabella Stoloff, is going to jump into that. And Isabella, welcome back.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you so much for having me again. Here we go.
We love having you on.
I love being on. I love your show. I was listening to the guy give you kudos. You know, the last guy was on. Decluttering is really important. Everyone, we all got it. Out with the old and in with the new. But, you know, how he was just praising you. And, you know, I love being on this show. I love your show. You got to get more viewers. You got to get more listeners. It's true. There's a certain vibration that's happening with your show. And, you know, it's one of a kind. I don't know any other show out there like it. And please, listeners, please tweet, Facebook, get people listening, because it's a very beneficial show. I mean, it's fantastic.
Thanks, Isabella. That is very kind of you to say. We appreciate that. That's very sweet. And we love our show, too. We do love doing it. All right. So let's move on to manifesting. So let's manifest everything that we're talking about. So give us some tips. So for people who are listening, I'm a huge believer in manifesting, and I love, you know, everything about, you know, the concept of making things happen for us and, you know, and asking our angels, asking the universe. What are some tips people can do in order to manifest things for themselves?
Well, the first thing I want to say, I always do this, don't I? Well, the first thing I want to point out is that people, we are so desperate to manifest, and when it doesn't happen right away, we give up. We say, oh, you know, I've been trying to manifest that forever, and it's never come true. And then what happens is you give the universe the wrong signal. So I manifested my house, a darling little Orange County Healing Center that you came down and took a look at.
I loved it. Yeah.
You love my little place, right? Well, I created that. That was a manifestation from 15 years ago. So it's not that it happens right away, guys. Just be patient. The universe, you know, there's a long list of things that we need and want. But what I have found is that the clearer you are in your when you're creating your intention for manifesting, the clearer you are, the quicker it's going to come to you. So here's a great story from my, you know, as many of you know, I've been traveling, just got back on Monday night, so still a little jet lag, but bear with me. I had no idea, first of all, let's start there, I had no idea that I was going on this European tour to speak and heal and teach and do ceremony. I had no idea. I was at a wedding in Las Vegas. Somebody put something up about Egypt. My father made a film in Egypt, in Cairo in the 30s. And I said, oh, you know, I really want to go to Egypt. And you know what? I need to go to London again. I'll do the summer solstice in London. This just sort of started happening. It manifested so quickly. I called my contact in London, and she said, you know, we're doing Ibiza. Why don't you come to Ibiza? Okay. She needed a driver. I said, sure, I'll be your driver. The shamanic driver. So I manifested the Ibiza trip. While I was there, one of the gentlemen took my last trip to Peru, my last space. I only had one space for a man left, although now I'm thinking about opening it up to 5 more people just because the universe is asking me to take more. So he took the last space, manifested that. He wanted this hat. He said, can you help me? I really want to get this hat. I want to have an Ibiza hat. You know, Ibiza is in the Sea of Spain, a little island. And so he said, what does it look like, Isabella? I said, what does it look like? He said, yeah, what, you know, is it white? Is it black? And I started to describe the hat to a T. I said, it will be cream, it'll be straw, it'll have a brown band. You know, he was asking me the questions, but I was very, very clear. We turned the corner, there was a huge hat stand. Now, I kid you not, you guys, there was no hat. We've been looking for days. The minute I got clear for him on the intention, and we turned the corner, I walked right up to the hat and I said, there it is. That's your hat.
That's awesome.
You know? So, this is how clear you need to be. And then you let it go. You know, you're clear and you can say your prayers over it, but let it go. Just because.
You know, that's the hard part.
That's the hard part, right? You're like, but I didn't get it yet. so maybe I need to fine tune it a bit, or maybe I need to pull it back out of the drawer and take a look at that again. No, let it go. Get on to the next thing.
So,
you know, and there I manifested from there, Italy and Holland, and I spoke to a group in Holland, and, you know, it was just, it, the manifestations this month has flown. I mean, that month I was gone, it's just flown by.
So, Isabel, I just want to get some clarity on something. So you said, you know, before that, you know, some people will try and manifest things and then we give up on it when it doesn't happen. And then in another, you know, conversation or later on in the conversation, you were like, you know, let it go. So I just want to be clear on what that means. So when we're trying to manifest something, we ask for it with a clear intention. We ask for it. Can we ask for it many, many times? Can we say prayers every single morning? We, you know, I talk to God and my angels all the time. You know, is it something that we should do on a regular basis? Or is it something, when you say let it
Absolutely.
Go, is it being detached?
So
just
I mean,
a little bit
let
of clarity.
It go. Right. So when I say let it go, I mean, don't hold on to it with a desperation grasp. I taught years ago. I taught about how do you pray? Do you pray? Well, many of us have forgotten how to pray. Many people don't even know how to pray. So I say pray. I just made a little video. Go to my Facebook page and you'll see this little video about trusting yourself. So I say pray. Prayers are from your heart, right? So when you speak from your heart, that's when you're praying. To the God of your own understanding, to your higher self, or to yourself. Well, you know, it comes from the heart. So it's coming from a place of love. So you've created this beautiful intention. You've set this beautiful manifestation in process. And you let it go from your heart with light and love, knowing that it will come. Highest and best good, no harm to anyone when it needs to come to you. But what we do is we don't usually do that. We usually pray from a place of desperation. Oh, God, please, I need this. I'm going to die without it. How am I going to have it? I got to have it. It's got to be perfect. Oh, shoot. No, I didn't make that perfect intention. I didn't mean yellow and then blue. Like, you don't give the universe any room to give you what you need. So it's like a flow. So if you can pray and you can breathe and you can say, yeah, it could be this beautiful cream-colored hat with a brown band and kind of a brim, and I can sort of see it in my mind, and, you know, and I let it go into the universe. The universe can make that happen for me.
Right.
With the house, right? With the house. I had a very clear intention of the house, and I had no idea I would be a shaman, so I was teaching acting to little kids, and every Saturday morning, you'd know there'd be a class at my house. So it didn't quite turn out that way. I'm teaching shamanism, children's acting.
Wow.
But pray from an open heart. Don't pray from a place of desperation. Pray from a place of confidence, knowing that you are a divine, magical being, and you deserve the best.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Well, how do you define clear intention? That's, you know, what I'm curious about. And how do you know you have, your intention is clear?
Okay. So clear intention. Are you coming from a place of beauty? Are you coming from a place of delicious, yummy, clear intention, from a high vibration? Are you coming from a place of guilt? Maybe not in the highest integrity, you know, not really caring if you're going to step on somebody to get where you need to go. You know, you've got to hold a very high, clear vibe for yourself, or else it backfires. You know, that's just how I look at it. I always say highest and best good, no harm to anyone. This is what I wish for. And, you know, sometimes it just takes time. It takes time. But start to play with the angels. Start to play with the elements. When you see a feather on the ground, look at that feather and say, thank you, angels. Thank you for being with me today.
I love that, Isabella. I mean, this conversation I can have literally all day long. So this is right up my alley. I love it. All right, we have to go, Isabella. But you know what? We're going to have you back on. Yeah, I'm going to just tell them right now. So you can find Isabella. Perfect. OCHealingCenter.com. And you can also follow her on Twitter at Isabella Soloff. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.